Hey everyone, welcome back to Pro AV. Today I am your host, Ben Thomas, and today we're chatting enterprise audio. And when I say the words enterprise audio, you may be thinking 10 to 15 people sitting in a boardroom around a star phone having a remote conversation. But that's just not the reality of where we are today, especially in a post-COVID world. And to answer some of the questions that we have, we brought on the expert, Nancy Nolten, President and CEO of Nureva. Nancy, it's so wonderful to have you on the show today. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, Nancy, as I mentioned a little bit in the opening, enterprise audio has made really incredible strides over the last, 2 to 5 years even. COVID obviously being a massive accelerant of that. You know, but what are some of the technological advancements that we've seen recently, and where are we currently with the state of enterprise audio?
Well, that's a big question. I hope you've got a long time for this answer. But, I would say that for the longest time, there weren't a lot of advancements in audio. Audio was deemed to be good enough. And right now, because everybody has been remote for an extended period of time, we all are, I'd say, attuned to higher expectations. We came on the scene sort of 5 years or so ago, and it was with the experience that audio actually was not just an important element of a conference call, it was the most important element. And so we did what everybody might do. We went out and we outfitted all of our meeting spaces with the best of all of the solutions, and we still weren't happy no matter how much money we spent. So we set about really trying to solve the problem from the ground up and came forward with a new technology that we called microphone mist technology that really allows a level of freedom and performance in a variety of different, not just meeting spaces, or meeting rooms, but in fact, spaces that are open and subject to, let's call it, redefinition, reconfiguration.
You know, you made a great point there, Nancy. You know, and any good video editor will tell you that the number one thing that makes a great video is great audio. You know, so audio intelligibility is one of those things that's long been a challenge for enterprise audio. You know, what are some of the things, I know you mentioned the microphone mist technology, but what are some of the things that you guys have done to really make sure that audio intelligibility, you know, especially in the oblong rooms and the non-traditional spaces, you know, is achievable?
Well, we really did start with a blank sheet of paper, and we tried to put ourselves in the shoes of the people who are charged with, first of all, installing and then configuring these systems. And we tried to make the technology carry the load versus people carrying the load. So one good example of that is that we don't require a technician to come in and set up our product for the very first time, or if the room configuration changes. So if it's a square room, an oblong room, an oddball shape, glass walls, what our system does is it puts out a tone into the room, and that allows the system to characterize the room and adapt to the specifics. And so, you know, every room that you have in your office isn't going to have the same characteristics. You're going to have your HVAC and maybe your lights in different places, other technology products spread throughout the room. So our system does all of that setup, both at the time of initial installation, as well as when changes are made in the room.
Well, really, Nancy, it sounds like what you're doing is you're tuning the room, right? All of our audio engineer listeners' ears have just perked up to where you're automatically tuning a room for the best sound and the best reverberations. That's something that frankly is very, very impressive. You know, I know that you said, you know, whenever you guys made this technology, you guys were searching for different tools and decided to start with a clean slate. I think one of the things that modern installations may not be able to do is to start with a clean slate, right? Maybe they have kind of a piecemealed approach, maybe an old legacy video conferencing system or something like that. You know, how do you guys fit in with a retrofitted or kind of a Frankenstein system?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent question because not everybody is going to clean slate absolutely everything. So we have tried to fit in with some of the existing systems that are in place. You know, with our HDL 300 product, we have a little connect module that's got some aux in, aux out ports. And that does allow for some of the other much loved systems that people aren't ready to walk away from to work alongside our system. And just a point of clarification, we do get our system to largely configure itself, but we do know that there are some circumstances where people do like to play with a little bit of the settings. So within our software application that goes along with our product, there are a few settings that can be optimized. And certainly some of them are particular to some applications, but they're also in recognition that different rooms will have different requirements.
Yeah, that's helpful context there as well, Nancy. And, you know, as we kind of flip away from the retrofit side a little bit, you know, many of our integrator partners and many new businesses and new offices and things like that do have the opportunity to kind of build a new system from scratch. Maybe that's also at a home office. Maybe that's at a studio. You know, what is some advice that you would give to somebody who's building a system from scratch, really to help them make sure that they're best utilizing the space?
Well, I think they want to imagine that the system is going to evolve as they evolve. One of the things that we're hearing from so many of our customers right now is that they don't know what their post-COVID work environment's really going to be like. People are still setting their plans. Is it going to be fully back at the office? More than likely not. So they're going to always have more than one person remotely connected into some of the meetings. And so how is that system going to evolve through time? You mentioned right at the outset that systems used to be with sort of 10 or 12, maybe 15 people sitting around a table speaking to a star phone. Well, you know, things are much more mobile now. People are being more conscious to spread out in a space. And they're also using tools and technologies that they're going to move about a space more. And so they've got to think about how those systems evolve. One of the things that we've been very conscious about with our customers, where they're saying, please don't obsolete us. So we've tried to put so much of our new functionality into software. So they just need to download that software and the hardware stays relevant and new functionality is delivered in software.
I love that answer, Nancy, but I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what's next in enterprise audio? Is it BYOD, bringing your own device? Is it, you know, remote clipped on headphones? What is next in enterprise audio?
You know, I would say it's that and so much more. One of the areas that really has our attention these days is what we call data and insights. And so everybody, you know, is saying, hey, what kind of data can you gather from the room? And then how do you deliver that to an enterprise level dashboard that could be sitting within the IT department? So we're very cognizant of accumulating, gathering, and supplying that information to those corporate level dashboards. And we've gone a step further. We're now delivering some insights into the room acoustics. And so we think that that is going to be an area that's going to help our customers not just understand what is, but what they can do to improve the experience.
Well, Nancy, I know our viewers and listeners really love the insight that you've given us. Obviously, as enterprise audio continues to be a very hot topic of conversation in a post-COVID world, your insight is incredibly valuable. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.